Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, the Raccoon Valley Radio Network and AM and FM KDLS. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Hy-Vee Director of Public Relations Christina Gaiman about a new initiative that involves handing out over 3 million masks to customers. So Christina, let's just get started with this new initiative by Hy-Vee to help promote mask wearing within the stores. 3 million masks set to be given away to Hy-Vee customers who don't already have one. Can you explain to me a little bit about the details and the planning behind this initiative?
Absolutely. So starting Monday, July 27th, all Hy-Vee grocery stores will be distributing free masks to customers entering the store to shop. This is an effort to protect our customers and our employees from COVID-19. Across our 8-state region, we will hand out more than 3 million of these free masks. And it's truly to help support the CDC's recommendation to wear a mask in public. Our campaign is called Mask It Up to Shut COVID Down.
Now, to me, this sounds like a very exciting initiative and one that keeps both customers, employees, and all other members of the community a little bit safer with wearing a mask. Have you received any feedback yourself or Hy-Vee as a whole on this initiative, or is it all green light moving forward?
You know, people are very supportive of the fact that we are going to provide these for free. I know a lot of other retailers are also across the country providing them for customers. Some are charging for them. These 3 million will be free, and we will have employees stationed at the front doors of all of our stores to hand those out to customers who are not wearing one prior to shopping.
Now, I know it's tricky to do since Hy-Vee has several locations in several different states across the Midwest, but was there any discussion into requiring customers to wear a mask? I know that's something that other retailers have implemented as far as a requirement goes. Was there any conversations behind the scenes, behind the doors at Hy-Vee, or was this kind of the plan scheduled and moving forward?
We are not requiring masks for our customers. Our employees are required to wear masks, and they've been doing so since nearly the beginning of the pandemic. But we are not requiring it for our customers. The caveat there, I would say, is that because we are in 8 states, we are in several locations, both state and communities, where there are mask protocols or mandates in place that are protocols that were put in place by either the state or local governments. And we are following all guidance provided by those officials in the communities where those stores are located.
Certainly an initiative with public health in mind, which I think is so great as far as being a store that's located throughout so many communities in the Midwest. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about what the kind of foreseen impact is as far as this initiative, Mask Up to Shut Down COVID, and how this should impact the communities where Hy-Vee locations are located?
I mean, I don't think Hy-Vee's in a position to say what percentage or type of impact it would have. We are hopeful, obviously, based on the CDC's recommendation and what they're sharing as far as public guidelines, that this will just be one more layer of work towards shutting down COVID in our communities.
Certainly an exciting initiative by Hy-Vee, both expensive for the company, I'm sure, to produce 3 million masks to just hand out for free, but all in the name of keeping the public, your employees, and customers safe. And by the time this airs, this program will already be up and running. So what are you looking forward to the most about getting this underway and just helping do your part as a grocery store in a lot of communities throughout the states and the Raccoon Valley radio listening area?
You know, honestly, our main goal is to serve our customers in the best way possible, and that's always been our mission, to make people's lives easier, healthier, and happier. So for us to be able to provide these masks for free to customers who may not have one is fantastic. We're happy to do that. We've put a lot of other protocols in place in our stores since the beginning of the pandemic as far as additional sanitization and social distancing markers, and we have plexiglass barriers at all of our check stands. Our employees wear masks, We have one-way signage in our store. So we're happy to be able to provide just one more thing that our customers can count on to help stop the spread. And providing masks for free is our next step in this, starting on Monday.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. And as a Hy-Vee shopper, I appreciate Hy-Vee doing everything they can to keep me and everyone else who shops at Hy-Vee safe throughout this pandemic. Is there anything else you'd like to add while I have you on the air here?
I don't think so. I appreciate you letting me have the chance to share this with your listeners.
And that was our conversation with Christina Gaiman, the Public Relations Director at Hy-Vee. Just a reminder, every Hy-Vee store throughout the Raccoon Valley radio listing area will be handing out masks to customers who do not already have one as of Monday. This has been the Perry Fairway at Let's Talk Dallas County program, on the one to count on to take you where the action is, the Raccoon Valley Radio Network and KDLS, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.